African American History Month, and the Louis B. Nunn Center. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Alan Lytle, in this week for Tom Goodell. For over 40 years, the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been the go-to source for scholars and researchers. It's recognized around the world as a leader and innovator in the collection of oral history, with thousands of interviews on topics ranging from politics and public policy, education and literature, coal communities and life in Appalachia, as well as African American history. And today we're going to talk with Center Director Dr. Doug Boyd about that particular topic. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
It's good to be here.
You have a vast collection of interviews regarding African American history.
Absolutely. From the beginning, this has been a major collection priority for us. Early on, we partnered with the Urban League here in Lexington to create the Blacks in Lexington Project. Over 250 oral history interviews with African American community members around Lexington. Very powerful collection. Black Church in Kentucky Project. We have an amazing project on the University of Kentucky African American alumni interviewing some of the earliest African American students here at the university. One of our earliest projects is Robert Penn Warren interviewing civil rights leaders in 1964, people like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael. Really fantastic collections that we begin to build over the years.
And you're really working hard to make those more accessible than ever.
Sure. I think one of the challenges for oral history over the years has been access. Oral history has been an amazing thing to collect. But on the archival side, there's been a real great challenge getting people to know what's in your collection and figure out easy ways for them to work with it. I mean, if a collection is 40 hours of audio and it's not transcribed, it's going to take you 40 hours to get through it.
And the solution to that is your OMES system. Talk about that.
In 2009, we created an open source free software solution called OMES. OMES was really designed to connect a textual search to the corresponding moment in an audio or video file. So you put an interview online, you search on the phrase March on Frankfurt, and you're taken to the moment in the three-hour interview when Senator Georgia Davis Powers talks about organizing the March on Frankfurt. So you're able to navigate the audio much more effectively. Now, the example I just gave had a transcript. One of the innovations that we created in 2011 was the indexing feature. The indexing feature really allows you to go in and basically tag the audio. So for each segment you create, you can create a title, you can do keywords and subjects, you can write a description of what the person's talking about, you can do hyperlinks out to photographs, you can use GPS coordinates to go out to Google Maps. So you can really map what's being talked about, you can annotate what's being talked about with relevant photographs. But I can do an index for 1/10 of the cost of a transcript. So that's really what has made OMES so popular really around the world. It's something that is being now used in about 21 different countries. But we've really put a focus on our African-American collections in the Nunn Center to get some of those more accessible. And we've really succeeded. Now well over, I think, close to 400 or 500 of our interviews from our African-American collections have been put online in OMES, made searchable in this way.
And the Nunn Center recently won an award regarding a particular project. What was that about?
It's a tremendous honor. It's called the Roy Rosenzweig Award for Digital Innovation, given by the American Historical Association. It was given to us for a collaboration that we did with Westchester University for a collection of interviews, about 80 interviews that were collected in the 1980s. The project was called Going North, and it was documenting the African-American Great Migration North. Charlie Hardy was a historian at Westchester. He had conducted over 70 oral history interviews on the Great Migration North to Philadelphia.
And the Great Migration involved black Southerners moving north for work primarily.
Right. Between World War I and the 1970s, major movement to some of the urban centers in the north, Philadelphia being one of them. And Charlie did over 70 interviews, and he wanted to use OMES in the classroom. And so he partnered with Professor Yannickin Smucker, who is also at Westchester, and designed a course around OMES and around this oral history collection. These students actually used the system to really create an amazing website and an innovative way of presenting the history of the Great Migration North and this oral history project. And if you haven't seen it, it's called Going North and is available online at goinnorth.org. And is really a pretty amazing project to have been completed over the course of a single semester. The students mapped out African-American communities in Philadelphia. They used archival resources from archives all around the city, including Temple University's archive. And so as you're listening to people talk about something, you can look at photographs of that something or read a newspaper article about what they're talking about in that oral history interview. It really is a fantastic model for using oral history in the classroom in a really different and innovative way.
And this is really where oral history is going more and more, correct?
Yes. Projects now are being designed with the assumption that they're going to be accessed. So we used to brag that 500 researchers a year would use our oral history collection. Well, now we're looking at 10 to 12,000 page views a month on our online oral history catalog and just probably 3 to 5,000 actual uses of the audio and the video each month from all over the world. So by creating OHMS and making discovery something that is possible, but it's not just about discovery, it's also about usability. Can we make these things easily navigable so somebody can efficiently find what they're looking for? And we've done that, and so now we're looking at really aggressively trying to collect more oral history, as we've always done, but now get as much of that collection online and searchable as possible.
Our guest today on UK Perspectives has been Dr. Doug Boyd, the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. A podcast of our conversation is available at wuky.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.